Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with me because today we're going to backtrack and go forward all in the same 3-hour period. And if you miss any part of today's show, know that you can go to travelers411.com and find the podcast. You'll find we've podcast the shows in two different sections, Travelers 411 in one, Travel with Stephanie Abrams in the other. And remember that on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m., we reach 40 million households with Travel TV, with Stephanie Abrams on television. And you can also find us on Roku. How about that? And soon more. And lots of apps of various kinds that get you to the TV show and to the archived TV at biztv.com. Look for Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. Radio, a special hi, not only to the millions who listen coast to coast on radio, on all our affiliate stations, but also to the 100 million subscribers to iHeartRadio. Look for the Biz Talk Radio channel and you'll find us there. So what do I have to share with you today? So much, and we're going to do that right after this.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com.
Okay, where do we begin? First of all, this is Veterans Day weekend. And November 11th is the actual day that celebrates our veterans, all of them from all of the wars, but is the day of the armistice of World War I. And I happened to be in France on November 11th, 1998, in Strasbourg, which is, you literally could almost, I bet you could walk it if you're really a walker, from Strasbourg, France, to Germany, because it's right up against the Rhine River. You cross the Rhine River, you're in Germany. If you ever make that trip, the section of France that you're in is called Alsace. And it's a place where my father, during World War II, was stationed for a period of time. And on November 11th, the French take this day very seriously. And at 11 o'clock on the 11th of the 11th month of the year, 11, 11, 11, everything stops. There is silence. And I'm going to say for something like 3 minutes. And then all the church bells ring and ring. And I tell you, I don't remember if they ring 11 times or they just ring like the Liberty Bell rang to announce a momentous and important occasion. There is a gorgeous cathedral in downtown Strasbourg, and it is just beautiful inside. And it really brings a feeling of momentousness and majesty to the remembrance of Veterans Day in a way I never experienced in the U.S. It's really quite remarkable. I was there on November 11th, 1998, because the American Society of Travel Agents, who just changed their name to American Society of Travel Advisors, and when I say just, I don't know when they did it. I just found out about it reading some article the other day. So it may have just happened, or it could have happened 5 years ago and I didn't notice. But there was a time when there was a year, every other year, the ASTA convention was held internationally. And then the years, so the even number years were out of the country, out of the U.S. The odd number years, the events, the ASTA convention was held inside the U.S. So since it was an even number year, 1998, the convention was in Strasbourg. And that's why I was there. And didn't realize that I would be there on Veterans Day. Didn't realize that the magnitude of the observance. I mean, there people are wearing poppies everywhere. Everywhere. Because, you know, you drive around France enough, you're going to see fields of poppies every place. And that's why, you know, when you go to some big box store at certain times of the year, particularly around November and Veterans Day, there will be the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the VFW, or other groups asking for donations, and they give you a poppy flower, a little crepe artificial thing. But you see whole fields of them as you're driving around France, and that's the connection. That memory came home with the soldiers. For me, it was particularly touching because barely an hour away from Strasbourg is a little town in Alsace, France, called Rupt-sur-Moselle, R-U-P-T, Sur Moselle. So it's Rupt on the Moselle River. And it was in Rupt-sur-Moselle that my father performed what is regarded as an act of heroism, which, while my mother appreciated what he did on behalf of our country and his obligation as a member of the infantry, felt to some degree, it certainly did borderline craziness, because he put his own life at great risk. And there are scenes in two different films. One is Saving Private Ryan, and the other, I think, is the film, I think it's called Sniper. And I'm pretty sure it's with Bradley Cooper. In both of those films, there is a soldier who sets up his machine gun in a spot in order to cover the movement of, to capture people, to get the bad guy, and to cover the movement of the other members of his battalion, troops, whatever. And my father did that. Set up a machine gun in the middle of the street, the main street, in Rupt-sur-Moselle, and through throwing hand grenades in and doing a shoot-em-upper, got the Nazis who had taken over this town, which was strategically important near the border of Germany, and held them, him and his lone machine gun, until his troops came through to lock them all up, put them in a truck, take them away. And because an officer witnessed what happened and wrote it up, my father received the Silver Star. He also, during the course of that service, received the Bronze Star. At one point, he was shot and ended up in the equivalent of a mass unit somewhere in France for 2 weeks. So he received the Purple Heart. You know, people get all excited about the Purple Heart, aspire to get the Purple Heart. That, you know, you really want to go out of your way not to get a Purple Heart because it means you got injured. You got shot up. Anyway, not to make light of it, his service was quite remarkable. And I took his medals to Colonel Spice. I want to say his first name was Brad Spice. He was an active colonel. And he had somebody put them all together in one of those pretty velvet-lined cases. And when he gave it back to me, for which I paid the gentleman who made this display, he said, "I was told to tell you this was one of the most impressive displays of medals this guy who does this for a living ever put together." So remember our veterans. November 11th, we'll be right back.
Pourtant, je vous ai frôlé quand vous passiez hier. Vous n'étiez pas peu fière, dame. Le ciel vous comblait. Votre foulard de soie flottant sur vos épaules. Vous aviez le beau.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Ah, Curacao, the Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curacao's artists and artisans. With challenging links golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand, lots of it, year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curacao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curacao.com and visit Curacao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curacao.com.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm very happy that we're going to be sharing with you an interview I did at the Essex Inn in Essex, New York. And we're going to be doing that next. The reason I was in Essex, New York was that a woman named Temple Grandin, G-R-A-N-D-I-N, it's Grand Inn, was speaking a couple of weeks ago at the Beekmantown High School in Beekmantown, New York, which isn't far from Plattsburgh, which isn't far from Vermont. It's like, once you get to where the ferry is, and well, it's right there in Essex town. In Essex, right in the little town, it's like 20 minutes on a ferry. You take your boat on board and you go across Lake Champlain and you're in Vermont. And you're pretty far up, can be close to the Canadian border. So if you have a passport, bring it with you, because if you decide you want to take a little jaunt into Canada, you can do that. Let me warn you in advance. They are going to check you out 16 ways to Sunday. If you have ever had a DUI or a DWI or worse, you are not getting in. I've actually witnessed people being put off the train to Montreal by Canadian border people, Customs and Border Patrol people, because they weren't letting people in who had any questionable level of judgment or criminality in their past. On one train I was on, it's kind of quite a funny story. It wasn't funny for the guy it happened to, but there is some levity to the way this fellow handled this. When you're on Amtrak going to Canada and you get to the border, the American-Canadian border, the Canadian folks get on the train. They close the dining car or snack car, and they use that as their interrogation room. And you can be at the border. On one trip, it was an hour and a half. On another trip, it was 2 hours. And during that time, the dining car is closed. So when you're getting close to the Canadian border, you want to make sure you get in there, get what you want before they stop. So if you get hungry, you've got your Munchables with you. So they come through the train, and they ask for everybody's passport. They ask you questions. They go into that dining car. They sit down with their electronic equipment, and they do an electronic run on every passport. And then they decide if there's anybody they need to question further. And those people are invited, but it's not an invitation you can decline, to go in one at a time. They take them into the dining car to question them. Most people come back into the car on the train they were on and continue their journey. But every now and then, there's somebody that the Canadians decide they're not giving the privilege of visiting Canada. So there's a guy on the train, it turns out, who had a DUI, driving under the influence of alcohol. And they told him, well, you know, they can't have him come into Canada because, you know, he might go driving around and clearly he's not responsible. And the fellow said, well, that's why I'm on the train. You know, my license has been suspended and I'm on the train for that reason. And the Border Patrol people said to him, well, how do we know that you're not going to go into Canada and rent a car and, you know, some sloppy car rental clerk or some owner of some local car rental company who's more interested in making some money than being responsible about who the car is being rented to, rents a car? Or what if you meet somebody and you say, gee, can I borrow your car? And they say, sure, and hand you the keys. And then we have you driving around Canada and, you know, with an expired license or whatever and a bad history. And he said, well, I'm not going to be doing that. I mean, if I were going to do that, I would have cheated and borrowed somebody's car now. And they said, well, you know, that's kind of too bad. And they put the man off the train. You don't want to get put off the train just before the Canadian border, by the way, because you're in the middle of nowhere land. But there's a southbound Amtrak that'll come through ultimately, and you'll get on and you'll go back where you came from, disappointed by the experience. So you need to know about such things. I'm going to be catching up with you at the end of hour three today to finish up some more thoughts about Temple Grandin and what you need to know.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, right through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good Beatles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Ah, Curaçao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curaçao's artists and artisans. With challenging links golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand, lots of it, year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curaçao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curaçao.com and visit Curaçao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curaçao.com.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizVod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business, all for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, night time heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
I want the fram songs with the awesome day. Wish a papa on the side.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
With the culinary revolution, there was this fabulous interest in sourcing food, letting people know on the menu where the different things come from every kind of purveyor of dairy and produce and livestock and seafood and name it. And in today's world, that is so important because, frankly, you just don't know what you're eating. To the point that I bought two cans of nuts. One was just mixed nuts, and the other was walnuts or something. Peanuts, or I don't even know what I bought. To put out with drinks and whatever when people came to visit. And it was my son who pointed out to me, do you know these are all these nuts? The can, both of them, everything that's in it. GMO. Do I need genetically engineered peanuts, for goodness sake? And do you know what is it? What effect does it have on your body? How many people have some illness that is the result of eating something that's been genetically engineered? Why do we need that? What's wrong with natural stuff, naturally produced? So eating out has really become a challenge because you don't know what you're getting. And so it's so important when you are visiting places to know how far away are those farms and those markets and who's paying attention to what they're buying and feeding you. And so I'm always interested in those kinds of things now. I mean, it used to just be about the preparation and the sauces and were they using olive oil instead of butter. It's much more complicated now. So I'm with Jordan Sauter, whose name I want to pronounce Jordan Sauté. But he's already told me he's of German lineage. Spätel. Wiener Schnitzel. Wiener Schnitzel mit Kartoffeln. Do you know what Kartoffeln are?
Nope.
Potatoes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know how difficult it is to explain a potato to somebody? I mean, literally, you have to go in the kitchen and just bring one out.
Yeah.
You know how I learned that? The first time we were in Germany, none of the smaller towns had menus in German and English. And we were not running around with a little German, English, English, German dictionary. And the only thing we knew on the menu was Wiener Schnitzel. So we Wiener Schnitzeled our way across Germany for 2 weeks. And the first time I ordered Wiener Schnitzel on the menu, it said mit Kartoffeln. Well, what is that? So there was no way for the fellow to explain it to me in German. Because nobody spoke English. And that's what we ate for a couple of weeks. It was seriously interesting. Let's talk about your interest in cooking. It emerged when?
When I was very young, 2 years old onward. I used to watch The Frugal Gourmet on PBS. And when it was my turn to choose what was on TV, that was my go-to. So my
grandmother. What did you like about it?
I don't really know. I just was immediately just took to watching some guy. I mean, cooking it, if you think about it, it's a pretty crazy thing. I mean, we're the only species on the planet that takes food, transforms it into something completely different just to eat it. So I don't know, watching this guy on TV instead of watching cartoons just held my attention, and few things do, so I guess they stuck with it for that reason.
So this was when you were visiting grandmother, and this was her electronic babysitter.
Every Thursday night, I'd go over to my grandmother's house because it was my mother's late night at work. And, so that was – I got my frugal gourmet. I called him the cooker guy. I got my time watching him and, you know.
And what did you learn from it?
I can't remember now, but it was just from watching him morphed into getting hands-on kitchen time with my grandmother. And, you know, and from that point, it established just an interest in cooking. So then, you know, after that, I catered for my uncle all through high school. And I just always had this, you know, this base interest in food and the crazy things that we do with it.
What's your favorite dish to make?
See, that's a tough one to say. People like to ask me that question, and I have an overactive brain, and so I guess that constantly changes. What I like to do is take something that's very seasonal and, you know, in the prime of its existence right then and there, take a vegetable, you know, like a tomato in the middle of August when it's peak tomato season.
Right.
That's what interests me. Or, you know, I go pick mushrooms in the woods. So.
How do you know you're not picking ones that'll kill somebody?
I'm still alive, right? So.
No, that's not the right answer. That could just be luck so far.
How do you know
that you're not picking something that could kill you?
No, I pick ones that I know 100%. If I don't, there's no guessing.
Can I tell you a mushroom story?
Sure.
150 years ago, We were in somewhere in the countryside of England. And we stopped at a B&B. This is a long time ago. This is decades ago. And, I mean, there were no hotels. Well, once you got out of the big cities, there were, you know, maybe there was one hotel that you really didn't want to stay in.
Yeah.
So, really, the B&Bs were the choice.
The only choice.
Well, yeah, and it was very different because, I mean, even now, Europeans who come to the U.S. and want to stay at B&Bs get sticker shock because B&Bs are often as expensive or many times more expensive than if you could find a hotel nearby. Whereas in Europe, you know, these are people who had a spare room they wanted to rent out, make a little extra money on. So, you know, this was a very reasonable way to travel. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we were staying at this place. And we wake up in the morning and we go to breakfast. And, you know, an English breakfast and an Irish breakfast, often called a full English breakfast or full Irish breakfast, are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also very similar to a full American breakfast, except there are extras we don't usually have.
Baked beans and...
Yeah. Baked beans, yeah. Mushrooms.
Grilled tomatoes.
Usually roasted.
Black and white pudding.
Oh, you can keep those. I'm going near either one of those. So sausages, bacon. Their bacon is not like our bacon. Their bacon is more like a slice of ham or what we would call Canadian bacon. It's a slice of something. It's not like our bacon. And when they make our bacon, they don't know what they're doing, and it's just this fatty mess. So, but their sausages are great. And then you'll have either scrambled eggs or often eggs anyway. You like them poached or boiled or scrambled or up. And that's something else. I can't tell you how many places I've been when I'd say, I want my eggs over hard. They don't know what I'm talking about. That doesn't compute. Those words don't make sense. I have to explain the, you know, sunny side up egg, turn it over, let it cook through. So, and that's because I don't eat the yolk.
Oh, no?
Yeah, so if they don't break the yolk, I can eat all the egg white around it,
sure.
And I don't have to make everybody crazy to make me egg white omelets or something.
Right.
Okay. So we get to this place. And there's no mushrooms on the breakfast plate, which is unusual because we've had the baked beans and the mushrooms and the roasted tomatoes and the tomatoes and all those things. And so I mentioned there were no mushrooms, and I was really surprised because not a big deal if it's not there. I just, you know, when you see it every day and suddenly you don't see it. The next morning we come to breakfast, and the husband is roaming around because the wife had been caring for the breakfast and all that. And he says, oh, I went out in the field and I picked mushrooms for you, but they withered something funny, so we didn't serve them. I thought, my God, I don't know if he's kidding because, you know, English people have a very dry sense of humor. So I didn't know if he was playing with me or the man just went out and picked some mushrooms and could have killed me if I had eaten them. So I think of that every time I think of, you know, somebody tells me they're going in a field and picking mushrooms.
No.
Don't do me a favor. Go down the grocery and buy them in a can, B&B.
No, no.
At least I have some faith where they came from.
No, like I said, I don't guess where they come from. But if you've had a chanterelle that I picked an hour ago versus a mushroom in a can, you'll thank
know
me.
The difference.
You'll be like, yes. Okay, cool. Yeah, you did it.
Yeah. So are you more into, I don't know, seafood or beef and lamb and chicken and fish and whatever?
I'd probably more into meat and game and things of that nature.
We're going to take a quick break and come. No, we're not going to take a break. Okay, we are going to take a break. I'm getting the weirdest hand signals you ever saw in your life. We're taking a break and we're waving at butterflies. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
And a girl, she should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm going to feed myself.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're at the Essex Inn, a darling, darling, darling place. Adorable. You need a breakaway? If you are in New York City on business, hop on Amtrak. Take the train up to Plattsburgh or somewhere. Pick up a car there and drive yourself around Lake Champlain and find your way to Essex, New York, where you'll find the Essex Inn. Their website is Essex Inn Essex, and that's E-S-S-E-X-I-N-N Essex.com. So it's like an inn sandwich where the bread on the outside is Essex on both ends. So I'm talking with their executive chef, Jordan Sauter. You said that you prefer, from your point of view, dealing with beef and lamb and what?
Yeah, that's what I like to eat. Uh-huh. I mean, I like seafood.
You're a carnivore.
I am. It's hard to get It's I can get fresh seafood. I have to special order it. That's not a problem. But the range that I can get where we are.
But you're surrounded by farms.
Farms, yes, and livestock. There's plenty of it, but I'm not going to go ahead and just eat a bunch of stuff out of the lake. A catch here and there, fine, but,
okay.
Know. So we do have seafood on the menu, but, it, you know, I like
do you
I said,
have a favorite recipe? If I were going to order a beef dish here, what would it be?
I do make cotechino.
What is that?
It's a sausage. It's a cooked sausage. It's like a wider diameter from Italy. And I make it with veal. It's traditionally made with pork. I use a little bit of the pork fat and skin to just because the recipe needs it for the gelatin content. But I make that.
That's more information than I know what to do with.
It's just that I'm very proud of the way it comes out.
Is it some kind of a sauce or something?
So this, I change the menu every week because I'm hyperactive. So this week it's going to be served with creamy polenta and a poached egg. So, I mean, it's getting cold up here and we let the food travel right along with the weather and
got it.
You want to sit down and get some nice heavy food to warm you up, sit in front of the fire, have a glass
of
wine.
Do you do anything with all the pumpkins that are here on display?
No. But the owner does have a very impressive garden which grows way too much squash. I have squash.
Is the owner growing those pumpkins?
Some of them, yes. Not all of them.
Well, I'm going to tell you now that – what's the owner's name?
Rick and Karen.
Rick and Karen what?
Dalton.
Okay. Well, they also own a town in next to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, called Dalton. You tell Rick and Karen Dalton that I know whose pumpkin seeds they're using. How do you like that? Because every pumpkin here on display is a Howden pumpkin, H-O-W-D-E-N.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
So I'll give you a quick Howden pumpkin education.
Cool.
The Howden pumpkin farm is in Sheffield, Massachusetts, which borders Connecticut.
Okay.
It's the southern border of Berkshire County. Lining up against Connecticut. And you often see Meryl Streep walking around there because I think she lives on the Connecticut side, but she comes into Sheffield to shop and whatever.
Cool.
The Howden Pumpkin Farm, which I don't know if they're still operating as a B&B. They did for a couple decades or more. Howden Pumpkins were, the current owner is Bruce Howden. He is the son of the Howden who patented the Howden Pumpkin. Notice those pumpkins. They look like they were poured into a ceramic mold. They don't look real.
Yeah.
They're not lumpy and bumpy. Every section is perfect in size. It looks like a carpenter came in and cut those sections and glued them all together. And the way you tell a Howden pumpkin is by its perfection of shape and sections, width and whatever, right around. And they have a very thick, dark green stem. So if the pumpkins didn't actually come from the Howden Pumpkin Farm, they came from the seeds that they sell because they package seeds and sell them. And
there you go.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. I did not know.
And they
know
really
that.
Are. I said the other day that they are the Cadillac of pumpkins. No, they are the Rolls Royce of pumpkins. They really are. They're gorgeous. And the displays are beautiful. But you should go make something with them.
Well.
Go make pumpkin bread.
All right. Well, are you coming in for dinner tonight?
I wish we were. We're forging onward. And by the time we get on the other side of the top of the hour news, we're going to be at North Hero Island, an island in Lake Champlain that we're going to reach by ferry from just up the road here from Essex, New York, at the North Hero Inn. So we're going to be there, but we'll come back again.
Please do.
Yeah, I'm loving it here. This is just wonderful. For everybody else, stay with me. Catch you on the other side of the top of the hour news, and we'll be in Vermont by then. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Say, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.